Americans will go to the polls next month to cast their votes against the backdrop of continued economic distress and unresolved conflicts across the Middle East. Arab Americans, once considered a political swing group, are now solidly in the Democratic camp, according to the new survey by Zogby International, sponsored by the Arab American Institute. Its president, James Zogby, points to foreign policy and civil rights as major reasons for the community's support of the Democratic Party.
It's not the party that made the war in Iraq. It's not the party that supported the devastation of Lebanon. It's not the party that supported and wrote the Patriot Act and supported the abuses of civil liberties. Democrats 2-1 over Republicans on national security fighting terrorism. Democrats 2-1 on the economy. On civil liberties is 3-1.
The survey was conducted during the last week of September, following weeks of controversy over plans by a Muslim group to build an Islamic cultural center and mosque called Park 51 near the former site of the World Trade Center. Much of the media coverage of the controversy highlighting the hostility of Park 51 opponents. The opponents, many of whom were conservative Republicans, say building a mosque there would be insensitive to the families of those killed in the September 11, 2001 attacks by the Islamic terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Zogby says that reinforced the democratic leaning of most Arab Americans. Nearly half of those polled reported experiencing discrimination.
When we ask Arab Americans, have you been discriminated against, about 41% say they have been discriminated against because of their ethnicity. They're sensitive to these issues. They know when it doesn't smell right, doesn't feel right. People aren't going to vote Park 51. That's not going to be the cause of the vote. But it has created an atmosphere which reinforces a sense of not being welcome, of not being included.
Zogby says the Arab American vote in the midterm elections will be significant in Pennsylvania, Ohio, California, and Florida, where there are large Arab American communities. He expects a very significant impact in Michigan, where Arab Americans make up 5% of registered voters. Hassan Jaber is executive director of the Arab American Center for Economic and Social Services in Michigan. He says one of the center's goals is to increase Arab American political participation in the state.
Detroit is one of the largest Arab American community in the nation, and the community is extremely dynamic and engaged. We have seen more engagement in the political process, and obviously the Arab American community has a lot of economic clout in Detroit. We're working with community leaders and making sure that we maximize the engagement of Arab Americans and that there be coordination among Arab American organizations.
Jaber says similar efforts are being made in many other Arab American communities throughout the United States, but there is a special focus on Michigan.
There are scheduled fundraising events almost every evening this week. There is in Michigan recognition of the size and the power of Arab American, and we're very happy with the level of engagement.
He says candidates often attend these fundraising events where they hear Arab American voters express their concerns over the rising trend of discrimination and the racial profiling of Arabs and Muslims at American airports. The Zogby poll indicated that for 70% of Arab American voters, jobs and economy are the top priority, followed by the war in Iraq, Middle East peace efforts, and other foreign policy concerns. On virtually every one of these issues, respondents said that the Democrats would do a better job than the Republicans and that they favor a Democratic-controlled Congress. Midterm elections will be held on November 2nd. Mohammed Al-Shinawi, VOA News.